morning. I'm joined by Bob McConnell, the maestro of the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. And, of course, the symphony. We had Bob scheduled to chat about the Masterworks Concert Series in March, the second Masterworks Series concert in the 69th season, Fantasies. And it was scheduled to be going on this coming Saturday at 7 o'clock in Ottumwa, Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Capitol Theater in Burlington, and again Sunday evening at the Iowa Wesleyan University Chapel. But obviously things have changed, and Bob McConnell is joining me. Bob, I don't think anyone, I'm going to guess you and I are roughly the same age, but I don't think neither one of us has ever seen anything like this, have we?
No, that's right. I mean, my grandmother died when my mom was 3 years old in 1919. And she was, I think she was 26 years old. And so they referred to that as the Spanish flu, I think, primarily. And that's the last pandemic of this kind of magnitude. And that was worse because it targeted young adults. This one, you know, it looks like it's targeting
older people.
Like our age on up. Yeah.
I gotcha. And in a situation when the decision to cancel, well, it actually came last week before a lot of the other things, you know, the gatherings and the limitations. Was it specifically because of the limits on gatherings? Is that what specifically led to it? Or was it the fact that... Okay, go ahead.
So we actually were out and did two school tour concerts in Ottumwa and Packwood with the orchestra, and we had a lot of conversation among the orchestra about what were the most prudent things to do, the actions to take. So Thursday morning, the manager and I kind of reviewed CDC guidelines and Iowa Public Health. Well, everybody had the same experiences. I mean, the schools, the governor's office, the Iowa Department of Public Health. But for us, once Iowa Wesleyan made the decision that they were going to go to online classes and the students wouldn't be back on campus, we lost half of our chorus. So that made the decision much cleaner and easier, and there was no way we could do the concert. But in retrospect, we would have canceled anyway by the next day. Statistically, when you look at the risk profiles, we have probably about 10% of our orchestra that would be in a higher risk category. Plus, we have a lot of younger members that, you know, they're around people in their own lives that are higher risk. That's what all of us have to face, is not getting the virus and then transmitting it in the period when we don't know we're sick. That 4 to 5 day window when apparently you can shed the virus and not really even have a fever necessarily.
So it was one of those. It was cautionary, obviously, but it was also based on logic and based on the fact of hey, do what needs to be done rather than to.
Right.
To simply make the changes. Now, as far as this concert series, now you are scheduled to do a concert in April. You told me before we went on that you were somewhat pessimistic about that one as well. Is that correct?
I mean, based off what I've read about the potential for the timelines of development of vaccines, I'm fairly pessimistic for about a year out, because it's just no matter what someone in political office or a drug company tells you, the science and the industry, it takes time to crank it up. And I don't think we would perform until the older members in our group or people with underlying health conditions could have that vaccine. I just feel pessimistic. And it's, you know, nationally and internationally, for people that are musicians, this whole thing is a giant deal. I mean, it's, their basically income disappears.
Yeah.
For a lot of players, and you know, restaurants, you're looking at any performing arts, theater people though, mass gatherings, this is going to be a huge hit and a giant economic hit.
And so, frankly, and they've closed Illinois, for instance, they've closed all bars and restaurants. And I see that as, frankly, to see that extended to a nationwide, and then look at and look at movie theaters, and how about all those casinos that are still going to town right now? It's sort of like which one is going to drop next, and which one is going to change next, and the system is changing even as we speak. So we're getting different. We have different announcements coming in. I'm seeing just different emails that are coming in. Pretty much on a minute by minute basis, telling us those things that are not going to be happening that we're planning on, and I guess we could be thankful we're not in Italy. Maybe that's perhaps the one thing we can be thankful for.
Yeah, well, it certainly is changing the dynamics of our lives completely. My daughter and her boyfriend drove up from Alabama to St. Louis this weekend, and we didn't do anything outside the house, essentially. We did have to get groceries a couple times, but it's a different world today, and it will be for some time.
Anyway, well, we will obviously stay abreast of whatever the situation is, and we'll certainly be in tune with that, but I'm sure that as that situation either changes or does not change, we'll let people know as we know it. And as a news radio station and one that tells people what is and what isn't going on, we're considered an essential business. So I think I'm believing I'm still going to be working here for some time. But that's a different situation than a lot of people are facing, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and it is interesting in your case, and like for myself, farming too. I'm going to deliver a load of hogs down to Tyson, but Tyson had a questionnaire that when I delivered livestock last week, that you have to tell them, have you had a fever in the last 3 days? You know, it's the very unusual times we live in.
It is indeed. Bob McConnell, no concerts this weekend. We'll let people know when and if concerts are resuming, and let's hope it's sooner rather than later. Bob McConnell, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve.